Welcome to AM Best Audio.
I'm John Weber for AM Best TV, and we're at the WSIA conference in San Diego. Speaking today with Gil Hine. Gil is SVP for MHI, an Amwins company. And Gil, you're from Texas. You have had a lot of interesting insurance-related events there over the past year, year and a half, 2 years.
We could use a few years without events. That would be really, really nice. It's been a tough 4 or 5 years. I think the biggest claim, it was the freeze last year. It wouldn't have been as bad had the electrical grid not failed. And it was for us, for our contracts, it was a very serious loss. Behind that, we've had hail. I think especially in the North Texas area of the state. It's made it a really, really challenge to underwrite a profitable book of business over these past few years. And the result is you've had a increase in rates, increase in deductibles, and a reduction in capacity. So it's a challenge right now.
So how do you handle the challenge?
You stick with the underwriting and you get the rate increases you need and the increase in deductibles, and it's a lot of it is explanation and working with your agents to make insureds understand that this is a necessity. We've got to have a reasonable return to be able to provide the coverages, and that's what we're doing.
Are you able to keep up with rate?
When you say keep up with rate, you mean?
Get the rate adequacy that you need.
Yes. The answer to that is yes. And it means being disciplined. And if you can't get the rate, then you shouldn't write the risk is basically how you do that.
How would you describe this particular market, Gil?
This is in Texas, especially for property, is a hard market. Less so on the liability side. Texas is from everything I see and the traffic lines I'm in, it is a booming economy down there. And that obviously helps drive insurance premiums as part of that growth. So the liability market is good.
Do you see this market continuing?
I do. I think we've got, especially on the property side, we've got a few years to make up. So I see the rates increasing, continuing to increase. They may plateau in another 6 to 12 months, but I don't see any decrease coming anytime soon. The carriers that are providing aggregate, and property coverage in Texas, they need to get a return on their investment for a couple of years to make up for what they've experienced these last 5 years.
Gil, it's always a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you.
From the WSIA conference in San Diego, I'm John Weber for AM Best TV.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.